You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back. Hypertension has become rampant worldwide among people of all ages. Here in Canada, 7.5 million people live with hypertension. Are you one of them? Do you even know if you're one of them? That's part of the problem. It's called a silent killer. A lot of people are not even aware. So, what to do? The message is, the first thing is to know your blood pressure numbers and then to know what to do to control the hypertension. And to talk about that, we have Dr. Nadia Khan, who is president and chair of the board of Hypertension Canada. Hello, Dr. Khan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So is it just a matter of knowing your blood pressure numbers?
Well, that's where it starts. Accurate diagnosis depends on having a really good blood pressure reading. And what we know is that about 1 million Canadians are hypertensive and they don't know it. And those are usually working-aged women and men, and they're likely busy with their lives and not getting their blood pressure measured. So it's really important that the first step is that people measure their blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is how to measure your blood pressure. We're finding more and more that we need to get our blood pressure measured even out of the doctor's office. So it's a great idea for people if they have access to a home blood pressure cuff or at a pharmacy kiosk, they can get their blood pressure screened there or at their doctor's office or wherever they can get blood pressure measured.
Well, it's one of those things. It's not exactly an urban myth that when you're in the doctor's office, your blood pressure actually can go up.
That's right. That's right. And we find that the more measurements people take, the more accurate their blood pressure will be. And there are some people in society, about up to 20% of people, that have this white coat phenomena. And that's exactly what you're talking about, that their blood pressures read high when they go to the doctor's office. And they read normally when they're at home. So that's why it's so important to get blood pressure readings outside of the doctor's office as well.
Okay. So let's talk about those numbers. What is a normal range for blood pressure and what is hypertensive?
So normal blood pressure is worldwide considered 120 over 80 or less. And hypertension at the doctor's office is persistent readings of 140 over 90 or greater. At home, if you're using a home blood pressure monitor, that number is actually a bit lower. Hypertension would be greater than 135 over 85.
Uh-huh. And at the pharmacy, because now you can walk into any pharmacy and get a blood pressure reading.
Right. And so at those pharmacy kiosks, they're great for screening blood pressure. So if you can get your blood pressure screened at the pharmacy kiosk, that's great. And then you'd need to verify it to make a diagnosis either with home monitoring or at your doctor's office. Or actually another device, which is the best way to diagnose hypertension, it's called a 24-hour ambulatory blood pressure monitor.
Okay, and how do you get one of those?
So you have to actually go through your doctor to get a 24-hour ambulatory blood pressure monitor. And what it is you wear a blood pressure cuff that you can get in some places through their pharmacies or at hospitals or diagnostic centers. And you'll wear that cuff for 24 hours, and it'll measure your blood pressure about 15 minutes every hour during waking hours and then every about half an hour overnight. And that actually is the most predictive of how people will do for their blood pressure. So it's really the gold standard for diagnosis.
Okay, I'm going to give the numbers out again. I would like to hear from people about their stories, about their blood pressure. Also, if you have questions about it, we're here with Dr. Nadia Khan, who is the president and chair of Hypertension Canada. So we've got an expert here to answer your questions. The numbers to call 416-360-0740. Toll free 1-866-740-4740. So we've heard that a good reading is 120 over 80 or less. A bad reading, from the doctor is 140 over 90 or more. So that leaves kind of an area in the middle. So Dr. Khan, what if people are in the middle?
Right. And I think once they've had their blood pressure diagnosed and they're in this middle zone, it's really important to try to prevent yourself from becoming hypertensive. So that's a great opportunity for people to institute lifestyle modifications. And importantly, lifestyle modifications can lower your blood pressure, each one of them almost the same as a single blood pressure pill. So they're really effective. And those ones include reducing your salt or sodium intake. You want to try to keep your salt to about less than or about 1 teaspoon a day of salt. And then also things like exercise, walking or doing some at least moderate physical activity 4 to 5 days a week for about 50 minutes.
50?
Those 50, yes.
50 minutes.
Yes. And then things like trying to make sure you're on a low sodium, high potassium, high calcium, magnesium diet. So the DASH diet, I'm not sure if the readers or listeners have heard of it, but it's available on the Hypertension Canada website and other websites. And it's really an excellent diet that's shown to lower blood pressure just as much as an antihypertensive drug.
Right. And those DASH diets, I mean, there was a modified DASH diet that was introduced a little while ago, and it added a little more fat to the diet, made it a little easier to follow. So
that's right.
Diet, I mean, you know, of course, modifying your diet is going to help a lot of things. It's just, I guess, not that easy. Let's go to the phones. We've got Brenda in Pickering. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, I have a question.
Please.
With the high blood pressure, I'm on the nicotine spray. Would that affect the blood pressure?
Well, nicotine can cause, and smoking can cause a temporary rise in blood pressure. So when you're getting your blood pressure measured, it's a good idea not to have that for about 2 hours before the measurement.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I just was wondering if that, you know, I have high blood pressure and I'm on the nicotine spray. So I was wondering if that would also affect the blood pressure.
Well, so. I guess it can. So, and what do you do? You say you have high blood pressure. What do you do to try to control it?
Oh, I'm on a blood pressure pill.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Brenda.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And doctor, so a lot of people are on medication for blood pressure. And you were saying that if you want to avoid the medication, sometimes those lifestyle changes can do the same job.
That's right. And even if you do take medications, lifestyle modifications can also help you with blood pressure control to try to make sure that you're on the least amount of medication possible. But if you do take medications, it's really important that you take it regularly. Unfortunately, in Canada, up to about 50% of people that are on blood pressure medications within 1 year stop taking them as prescribed. So it's really, really important. We know from lots of studies that blood pressure medications can reduce risk of stroke, heart disease, and even early death. So it's really important that people who need medications stick with them.
Okay, yeah, we talk about that often here with our trusted contributors from the Ontario Pharmacists Association. Let's go to Joan in Oshawa. Hi, Joan.
Hi, Libby. How are you doing today?
Fine. How are you?
That's great. Pretty good. I'm taking Cozar.
Okay.
For my blood pressure. And I've also cut out everything that's white in food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, good.
And I'm eating a lot more salads. I'm turning into a rabbit.
Okay. And how is that all working?
It's really helping out. I usually have more energy. I can't go for walks and that because of other medical situations. But I'm watching what I eat, and it's certainly has made a difference. Because
that's
I notice
really great.
If I do, I'm going to ask the lady.
Go ahead.
Sometimes when I have anything like crackers, for instance, in soup, I fall asleep afterward, about 20 minutes after I eat, which is weird.
Yeah, that's probably not related to your blood pressure.
Right.
It's really important. You brought up a great example of a food item, soup. You know, I'm guessing you may make your own soup, but there's
I make some soups and I make a lot of stews.
Oh, that's fantastic.
From scratch.
From scratch,
yeah,
yes.
From scratch, which is great because a lot of soup and canned goods that people buy at the stores and
are high in
certainly
salt.
Not the collar. Exactly, are high in salt. And
oh,
there's a lot
terrible.
Of hidden
390
salt.
On one brand of soup, and that was chicken noodle.
Oh, and here's something. I mean, you know, it can be pretty time-consuming to check it all in the grocery aisle because there's very high sodium. The so-called low sodium isn't that low, and they now have products without any salt at all, which means you probably have to add a little bit, but you can add a teaspoon or something instead of like really
right.
large amounts.
And we
That's
hardly
right.
use salt at home. And the only sugar that I have in the house is brown sugar.
Yeah, there was an interesting study last week that said that very little salt of what people take in is added at the table.
That's yeah. right. About 70% of your salt intake will come from foods like that you've purchased. So restaurant foods, purchased foods like canned foods, packaged foods. That's really where the majority of salt is coming from. When
well,
people
that's,
cook at
that's
home,
one of the major problems. And it seems that it's in everything, including like jams, for instance.
Oh, yeah, it's everywhere. So
you don't know. I mean, you can't stand in the aisle all day
well,
looking at all the labels, you know.
Well, exactly.
If you are looking at labels, try to look for something that has about less than 10% sodium or ideally less than 5% sodium on the label.
Okay, thanks, Joan, for your call. And Dr. Khan, what Dr. Khan is referring to is that on those labels it says percentage daily intake. That's mm-hmm. the number you want to look at. And that's when you eat a serving, not the whole can, how much of your percentage of daily intake of salt is it going to give you, right?
Exactly.
Okay, we have to wrap things up. What would you like to leave us with, Dr. Khan?
Well, May 17th is World Hypertension Day, and I really encourage people to get their blood pressure measured either at home or their doctor's office. It's really important that we know what our blood pressure numbers are, and then we can work on trying to keep ourselves as healthy as possible, preventing strokes, dementia, heart failure, all of those really important conditions we want to avoid.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Dr. Nadia Khan, President and Chair of the Board at Hypertension Canada.